Hey, welcome back to my podcast. It's been a busy week. I've been really trying to stay on track with everything, and it's hard. But I feel like I'm getting to that point where I'm getting back into a routine. One thing that I'm gonna have to start doing again is writing in my gratitude journal. The other thing is writing in my journal, of course, but I mean, overall today my has been pretty productive. I woke up earlier than expected, and then I thought, oh, I should go back to sleep, so I, you know, was laying in bed, and I actually I didn't really wake back up, but I just sat there thinking, you know, I could be working right now. So I did actually work for a few hours on my day off, which was about 4 hours. It was very hectic at work. There was a lot going on. You know, people are just needing help because they're new employees, and with this new promotion that I got, you know, I'm just trying to help them and understand what they're going to be doing. And really, you know, taking phone calls isn't all that hard. But it is. It also isn't all that great either, just because you are sitting all day. And then I ended up going to donate plasma like usual. Today, actually, I was donating on Wednesdays, and now I'm donating on Thursdays and Sundays. So I guess I could say that I'm holding myself more accountable on the weekends, and which is fine. I don't mind change. You know, it's just something I have to adjust to, and I feel like that's with everything. And I, you know, I've been listening to all these podcasts and really just trying to, you know, gather more knowledge within myself and understand that, you know, just trying to live life like everybody else. And there was one thing that struck me in particular, and it's this guy that's on Instagram. He is, gosh, I gotta find him again. His name is Drew Manning, okay? This gentleman has a very abstract thinking to exercise and what it's like to diet, to go on a diet. His Instagram is fit to fat to fit, the number two each time. And just his content alone is so like inspiring to me, because I feel like everything that he's doing, he's just wanting to, you know, let people understand like why diets aren't always the best thing. And, you know, I can definitely attest to that. I went on one diet my whole life, and it was a good diet, but I feel like also that it kind of set me back in ways that I didn't think it would. But also understanding that a lot of the things that they were eating, there's just a lot to eating healthy, and it's not easy. For me, it's not easy. I'm sure for you guys as well. But I feel like the more wholesome foods that you are eating in your life, they are gonna get you to the places that you're really wanting to go with your health, with your lifestyle, with your mentality, with your emotional control. And I feel that this guy is just so inspiring in just what he's doing, because literally he was fit. He was a fit personal trainer. Now he's gaining 60 pounds and then going back to being fit. And it really boils down to, it really struck me because with my own journey, you know, I'm so passionate about it. And he says to just give the empathy to whoever is needing it. And I feel that, you know, I look at people who are overweight and I say, you know, I feel so bad for them. I want to help them. I know what they're going through. I know how painful it is, and how lethargic and just you don't have any sense of direction. And I feel like, you know, now that I'm healthy and I look at people like that, and I'm like, why do they live that way? And it's all because of everything that is given out by our fast food joints, by our grocery stores. Everything is processed. And I feel like the more shelf life that something has is more detrimental, unless it has, you know, natural ingredients. And he said something that really struck me as well, that sugar is very harmful. And I've actually been eating more sugars myself, just lately. And I will admit I've had, you know, a piece of pizza or something that my boyfriend has bought and it's pre-made. And it's totally not healthy, and I know it's not, but I will pick and I will eat and I will pick and I'll eat at it. And I'm just like, why am I doing this? And it's all because of the processed sugar and carbohydrates that are in these foods that make them more addicting. And so, and actually this morning I did do a little fast. I didn't eat until about 10 a.m. and I woke up around 5. All I had was, you know, water until 10. And when I went to go donate, she said my heart rate was higher. It was at, you know, 100 beats per minute. And I thought to myself, well, I just had coffee. I just ate. I just came out of fasting. I was not in tune with my breathing at all. I did not meditate this morning. And so it really, you know, it really can affect you in ways that you don't think that it will. And so she had me sit down for 5 minutes, and I came back, and I really thought, wow, you know, and I just literally listened to some calming meditation music, to bring peace, to, you know, be more aware of my breathing, and it really did help. I mean, my heart rate went back to normal. And so I don't know, I'm just really thinking about, like, what, like, I'm really trying to do with my own life, and I know, like, right now I feel like I'm at a standstill, but I, you know, I still have a routine. Today I didn't work out because today was my rest day, like it is every Thursday, and I just feel, like, so inspired to help people and just to reach out and say, you know, you're doing great. Like, you know, and I know everybody's in their own fitness journey, in their own eating habit journey, in their own, you know, understanding of emotions and just having a sense of mind or sense of peace with your mind and just everything that's going on. Excuse me. And I know, like, I'm just gonna have to put in the work, and it's not gonna be easy, but, you know, this guy is 40 and I am half of his age almost. You know, I'm in my later 20s, but I mean, I'm not, you know, 21, but I just feel like there's so much more to life, and, you know, that it is possible for me to start doing something. I just have to really put in the work. And I know it's probably for the same of you guys too, but I really do want to start. You know, if you guys have any questions or anything, I really would like to start trying to research and figure things out for myself, for my being, for you guys to have a sense of direction and you know, just really be compassionate and empathetic and understand that, you know, everyone's life is different and that it's not easy. And I was actually mentioning that to somebody that I went to high school with the other night. And, you know, he was just down in the dumps. He was just saying, like, really negative things. And I just said, you know, it's really... And he was like, I have that victim mindset. And I just said, you don't have to have that victim mindset as long as you're aware of how you speak to yourself, what you're saying to yourself, and learning to still accept those thoughts, but not let them control you, the self-limiting beliefs that you have. And I've been listening to a lot of things like that lately, and I just feel like it is so true. We have so many self-limiting beliefs. We just need to be open to everything. And I mean, I still have self-limiting beliefs about starting my own business, about you know, succeeding in my own life. And it is scary, and it's not something to take very lightly, because it's going to be something that I'm going to try and pursue for the rest of my life. But at the same time, like, I'm so excited, and I just really want to start, and I've been saving money and, you know, doing all these things to help myself be more aware and understand that it's going to happen. And it just takes time, and I know everything does take time. So anyway, I'm not really gonna start doing super long podcasts anymore. I'm just gonna get straight to the point, the nitty-gritty, and just so you guys will understand that, you know, I'm in the same boat as you. I might not look the same as you or act the same or do the same things as you, but literally we're all just trying to figure out our own routines, our own strategies for our own well-being, and to really just embrace each other and let each other know that we're here for one another. And you know, I haven't really been reading, and it's been hard lately, and I really just want to start this coaching business, but I want to have enough money up front. And I spoke to I left a message to Vince the other day, and he didn't really say much, and it kind of discouraged me in a way to where I thought, well, maybe he just doesn't care. He was really short. Like, I just told him I did a call with him, with one of his reps, and, you know, just trying to pour my heart out to him and, you know, thank him for all the content that he posts. And I know why I'm getting emotional right now, because it's something I feel so, so strongly about. And I know the majority of people that I see on a daily basis need that help and that support. And at one point in my life, I did too. And I'm so glad. Sorry. I'm so glad that I started my fitness journey when I did. I wouldn't be anywhere near I am today if it wasn't for if I gave up. And I never want to give up. But he just said he appreciated the support, and I know, like, he's probably a super busy guy. You know, he has a ton of followers. And, you know, for me, I'm trying to get to that point in my life, and I know it's gonna take a long time. For all I know, it could take a decade. And I'm okay with that.
as long as I can just help one person at a time and make an impact. Because that's all I've ever wanted to do, is to just make a difference in this world. And it's just so hard. Life is so hard. And I know I make it a lot more harder than it should be sometimes. Sorry, I'm trying to get over this crying episode. but I feel like since the last few months, since I've started this podcast, I've really came to understand myself and how much I've grown just as a person. And like the last few weeks, me and my boyfriend have not argued at all. I mean, we did a little bit last night, due to like financial things that have came up. But I'm really just trying to allow, you know, being in the present, understanding that he's going to make mistakes and that I'm going to make mistakes and no one's going to be perfect. And I just have to allow everything to happen and just get over it. If I'm mad, if I'm sad, if I'm self-doubting myself, because literally it is causing more stress upon your immune system, and that's where you become sick. And I've seen this in myself in the past, and when I get to those high levels of stress, I literally get so sick to the point where I have to go to the doctor. I have to get prescribed medications, which I totally hate. But I know with, say, antibiotics or anything like that, they're going to help me, you know, get better and whatever. But at the same time, like, I don't want to put myself under that much chronic stress. I don't want to see anybody else having or getting to the point where they have, you know, COVID, which would be the worst case scenario. But in all reality, it really boils down to your health, how much you're sleeping, how much you're putting yourself under stress. Really, if you just try to stay more kind towards yourself and other people, you're literally going to see a totally 360 different human being from what you were a few weeks ago. And that's what I'm seeing right now. And I'm just staying so in tune with myself and just trying to manage everything and not really look at it as, oh, you didn't do this today, you didn't do this today. Like, oh, you did do this today and you might have not gotten to this, but that's okay. You know, you can't literally physically do everything in one day, and we all try to do that, and it's hard, and it's overworking you, and it's literally destroying your immunity. And just really, you just need to take a step back and just say, everything's going to be okay, allow things to happen, even if you don't like them, and just be present with your moments. And if something doesn't work out the way you want, okay, that's fine. There could be another way that the universe is showing you. I'm sorry, you guys. I did not want to cry in this episode, and I just felt so strongly about what I'm trying to do in my own life. And honestly, like, I'm not 100% perfect all the time, and don't think that I am, because I'm not. And because I'm totally human and I make mistakes all the time, and it's not going to be perfect all the time, and I don't expect it to be. But as long as you're trying and you're making those small habits, say that you're wanting to walk for 5 minutes every day, just 5 minutes, and then you work up to 10, say the next, after 3 weeks, that's exactly what I did with exercising. That's exactly what I did with meal prepping. I would meal prep for the 4 days, and then I would add on you know, another 4 days or another 8 days or another 6 days. I would, and then I started freezing meals, and then I started making, you know, breakfast, lunch and dinner meal prep. So then I'm not rushing throughout the morning, and it's just, it makes it so much easier. But you have to start somewhere with everything: reading, walking, biking, exercising, meal prepping, going to bed early, not watching TV before you go to sleep, not having the screen time for 2 or 3 hours before you go to sleep. It's just those simple habits that you're trying to implement. And you know, writing in your journal, having a gratitude journal, writing things down, listening to podcasts, meditating. I mean, it could be anything that you wanted. You just have to start making the small steps, one step at a time. And I feel like it's the same thing with business. And I haven't really been taking those stepping stones yet, but I just know that I need to start somewhere. I need to start implementing every single day. And maybe I am, you know, I'm posting something on Instagram or social media every single day. I'm making sure it's authentic. I'm making sure that I am in tune with what I want to say and understanding that nothing's going to be perfect. And the next step is going to be doing lives at least once a week, and then going up to twice a week, and then going up to 3 times a week, and then doing it every day. And it's not going to be, it's just getting into that routine and telling yourself that you have to start doing it. And that's what I did with this podcast. That's exactly what I did with this podcast, was to tell myself I'm going to post an episode every single week. I'm going to make sure that I keep doing this for my mentality, for you guys to learn about what I'm doing, and it just expanding my own mind and trying to just have everything implemented in my own life. Anyway, I'm going to leave you guys with that, and because I have a ton more to do that I haven't even done yet, but I'm going to tell myself that it's okay if I haven't gotten everything done. I'm not going to badmouth myself, because that's the worst thing I can do. And you're still going to have those thoughts in your head, but just remember that for your own sanity, that you are valued, you're loved, you are incredible people. Everyone has their own talents, and everyone needs to recognize that we can all collaborate and understand each other more. Maybe we might not like everything that that particular person is doing, but there is value to everyone in this whole entire world. I don't care if you're disabled. I don't care if you have an autoimmune disease. I don't care if you have cancer. I don't care if you have, if you're on the spectrum. Like, I feel like everybody has something to give, and if you can't see that in one person, then you're not finding your true value in your own self and within how you're wanting to live your own life. So I'm gonna leave you guys with that. I'm gonna keep this short. It's not super short, but it is short and to the point, nitty gritty. All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I will see you guys next week. Please, please be kind to yourself. Be kind to everyone that is around you, and understand that no one is perfect, and that we can't tell ourselves to be perfect when no one else is. And you're going to have 5 failures until you get 1 success. Just remember that, because that's what life is all about. You guys have a great weekend, like I said, though, and we will see you next week.